say is that in everything that I have written or anything that I've ever said, I have never told anyone not to use a computer. I wouldn't spend hours writing and working on computer programs to make you professional handicappers in a computer-orientated methodology if I was going to say, go up to the track and forget the computer and not use the computer. So I will tell you up front now, if you intend to win and continue to win, you'd better use these programs and the computer. I prefer not to use the computer. That's my prerogative. But you've got to understand that when you can put together a program that will visually show what you're seeing, then you've got to pretty well know that the guy that did it does a little more than he can ever say that he does. So I say you better use the computer. I have found in the writing of these programs that the better handicappers are the people that have success using the program. The minute I get a call from a person says, I have found a glitch in energy, my hat goes about 40 feet in the air. Because the main thing is that these people are doing everything in their power to see if they can find something that is wrong with a program. I had a gentleman call me and told me, said, I have found a glitch in energy. Well, after I found my hat, I said, there is no glitch in energy. He said, well, I put in 7 horses, I scratched 2, I print out those 5, I take them out, I put the 7 back in, I scratch 2 more, I print them out, I take them out and put only the 5 back in and print them out, and I've got different numbers. Well, I'm lost. he's called me. I said, do that again. I had him go through it about 5 times. It was his nickel, so I want his nickel to go to about a quarter. And then I said, anyone that would do anything like that will never win at the races. Anyone that would try to do something like that has no intention of winning at the races. I said, how in the world can you ever think to do this many things? He said, well, I have 151 IQ.
Oh, dear.
I said, well, that explains it. I said, you're too dang smart. These programs have been tested, and extremely tested, under adverse conditions. And don't you think that Dick Smith wouldn't have told me if he found a glitch in one of the programs?
No.
Wouldn't dare.
He would have said, very nicely, we better look at this. But they have been tested. But they're not idiot-proof. And when I say idiot-proof, hey, I'm saying exactly what I mean. There's a guy called me and said, hey, Jen, there's a glitch in KGen. I said, there's no glitch in KGen. He said, well, I put in a horse that ran 22-44-107. I said, the program blew up. I said, it ought to bung your dang computer up. He said, well, I thought that's the way horses run.
He was putting in arbitrary times.
He's putting in arbitrary times, and he's making the horse equal at every call. And he's putting in one horse.
Yeah. And it wins.
And the computer doesn't know what to do.
That's a lock.
You know, these things I can't explain. And you know, you can't overcome a stupidity. You just can't overcome it. And what it does is it really upsets me, not to the point that but these stupid questions and these stupid things cause me about 4 or 5 hours work. I'll go test it and see, hey, maybe there is something in there that caused it. And pretty soon I'm so upset that somebody will call me for a question and I'm just really, really grumpy on the phone because of someone that has done this, and I don't intend to be that way. I do tell people, I think this needs to be said. If people have been with us a certain period of time and still find themselves not winning, and are still asking the same questions that they were asking at the last seminar or 2 seminars back, you know, pretty soon you should understand that, hey, this game is not cut out for me. You know, maybe I ought to do something else. I don't know why it is that everyone thinks that they can become a successful handicapper. Hey, people, this is the toughest game in town. This is tough. Everybody doesn't think they can be a doctor. Everyone don't think that they can be a musician. But every Tom, Dick, and Harry thinks that they can be handicapped. I have people call me that can't even turn their dang computer on. And they'll say, hey, boy, I got this program, I'm going to go pro. I say, where are you from? What track are you playing? Please let me know so I can go there if the people like you are there playing that track. You know, they don't have any conception of what... I mean, people, it is tough. It ain't easy.
Simple.
But it's a lot easier than people think that it is. We have developed the tools that make it easy. When Howard says, he said just exactly what he meant. If he says do APV, he means do APV. If he says do pluses and O's, he means do pluses and O's. If he says do this, he means do this. And then this, he means this. And people, until you do this, until you take the time to do this, until you take the time to learn these things, you're not going to learn the methodology. These are steps that you must go through. I've done them all. They say, well, do you do them now? No, I don't do them now. I don't have to do them now. I've done them so many times that I can do it in a glance. Howard said another thing. People get hung up on their track. My track. I can't beat my track. I can go to somebody else's track and I can beat that track. People, I can play any track in the United States of America. I guarantee you I can. I have a real... You know, maybe I'm a stupid person, but if you take me over here to this track at Kansas, and I say, boy, this is really nice being here at Santa Anita. Man, look at the mutuals that these dumb California people are giving me. Only reason I know I'm in Kansas is somebody told me. That can't be true. I don't even know where I am. But as long as people will say, well, look at these cheap horses. Yeah, you bet you they's cheap. But somebody got to win that race. And it's going to be one of those old cheap horses in that race. And if you're going to play that race, you know, you're going to have to play that horse. You can't play a $50,000 horse. This ain't no $50,000 horse in him. And you say, well, hey, look, I can't play $3,200 horses. I can't play $5,000 horses. Hey, you better catch a plane, go to to California. Play Del Mar. It's open now. Go play Del Mar. Don't go, come to Kansas. Play Woodlands. This track's just a couple of notches above Blue Ribbon Dam. Hey, well, that gives you an advantage. Well, you can't give me an advantage. You learn to play any track when you can play all the tracks. Just treat them all. Don't worry about it. Don't get a hang up. I don't think there's any place that in the methodology that Howard says you've got to play these type of horses or this type of track.
The other way around.
He said, do the APB. We went out to this track, and we had a few winners. 8 out of 10. And the lowest price horse we had was a 480, and that horse should have paid 280. We had $23 horses, $10 horses, $9 horses, $18 horses. And I didn't hear anyone say, hey, these are cheap horses. Hey, those cheap horses was paying big mutuals.
Most of them paid more than they're worth.
This program doesn't care. Yeah, they were paying more than. I wouldn't get $23 for that horse one that first. Oh, darn. These horses, man, they say they worth $3,200. They ain't. Man, you just take my word for it. I was boned horses. My wife was so happy when I got out of the horse business. Man, she gives me money to go to the track. But these are hang-ups that people have. You know, Tom gave you some real, real good guidelines. You get guidelines, you get these things at each of these seminars that you come to. You say, well, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said this. Now I'm confused. I don't know who to believe. If you're taking notes and you're listening, we're all saying,